The tragic case of 13-year-old Megan Meyer of Darden Prairie woke up many to the dangers of anonymous chat over the internet. Megan hanged herself, apparently after a boy she knew only through internet chat turned from friend to foe. It wasn't a boy at all, but adults getting back at Megan for the perceived snub of their daughter. The director of the Missouri Office of Prosecution Services, Brian Keady, is a member of the Internet Harassment Task Force.
I think that there is certainly a sentiment among everybody that children need to be given some protection in the law when they communicate with adults, especially online.
University of Missouri law professor Doug Abrams says any proposed law must speak to the state of mind.
The state of mind can be intent, it can be criminal negligence, it can be recklessness, but in order to get a criminal conviction, you must allege and prove a criminal state of mind, and then, of course, you have to also prove the bad conduct. So in order to write a statute that defines bad conduct, you also have to have a state of mind in there.
Task force members believe the quickest route to address the problem likely is updating present harassment statutes to include 21st century technology. Two bills have already been filed for this year's legislative session. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.